Sophomore defensive back Madison Cone did not get a lot of snaps last year for the Wisconsin Badgers football team. But the work he put in should pay dividends for the fourth-ranked Badgers in 2018. Hi, everybody. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for info or to give at WWIB.com. The Badgers footballers host Western Kentucky Friday night at Camp Randall. And Kernersville, North Carolina native Madison Cone is on the phone with me again today. So that work you put in last year, paying off this year, going to get more playing time. How about the offseason work that you did preparing for 2018?
I did a bunch of different stuff. Just tried to focus on getting out of breaks at the top of routes. So that's kind of been our emphasis, you know. We figure that if we can eliminate big plays, that it's going to be hard for teams to beat us. So that's our emphasis coming into this season. If we can eliminate the big play, then we should be pretty successful.
Yeah, and I anticipate you're going to get more playing time with the Dante Williams situation here. Dante left the team, the sophomore, fellow sophomore defensive back for Wisconsin. So in high school, Madison, you could just kind of throw your cleats on the field as a superb athlete and compete. But how about it now in the Big Ten for you?
Speaking of the conference of the Big Ten, it's definitely a blessing just to have the opportunity to play in this conference, which is considered by most to be the best football conference in America. So, it was definitely a transition, you know, coming from high school. I got away with a lot of things off of pure athleticism. So when I got here, you know, I had to play more discipline and I had to tighten up little details and it just kind of going back to me coming early, that spring was real huge for me, breaking a lot of bad high school habits. And when a fall camp came, I was ready to compete and I earned a little bit of time last year. So it was definitely a transition, but me coming early definitely played a big role in me being ready to contribute a little bit last year.
Well, Wisconsin's ranked fourth in the country. How are you guys, you know, keeping your feet on the ground with those kind of expectations this year?
We've just been focusing on each other. The outside noise, I know that the media, they're giving us a lot of hype and stuff, but we've just been focusing on our room and just focusing on each other. Because the years past where they say Wisconsin's not going to win any games, and then you compare it to this year, we're ranked fourth. So the media is always going to say something, but we know that all that matters is what we think. So we just kind of been trying to block out all that outside noise and just focus on what we have to do and just focus on our team goals. So.
Yeah. Well, preparation is typically week to week, but you guys have had a lot of time to prep for this first game, Western Kentucky. How about the Hilltoppers?
It's going to be a pretty exciting game. They like to spread it out. They like to throw it around. So the ball should be in the air a lot. So as a defensive back, it's going to be a really fun game for us. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of chances to make plays. So with everybody putting a question mark on this young secondary, I feel like Friday night's going to be a great opportunity for us to come out and reveal our identity to the world. So we're really excited for the opportunity.
All right, Madison, this is our first visit with you on the show. So let's explore how Jesus has completed your life, how you're cultivating this personal relationship with the Savior.
So that thing, I got one of those backgrounds to where I kind of, my parents had me in church at an early age, so I've always been around it. But I honestly feel like this Christian walk is just one of those things that you can be around it all your life. But I mean, one day you got to look in the mirror and you got to make that decision for yourself personally. So my father, he actually pastored a little bit, and my grandma, He pastored a church up in Lenoir, North Carolina, that my uncle has taken over now. So I've always been around. I've always been around it. But April 14, 2013, is a date that really sticks out in my mind. Up in Lenoir, North Carolina, my grandma's church. We were up there one Sunday, and I had just lost one of my friends, a great basketball player named Joshua Lovell. He was pursued by many ACC schools to play basketball, and one day on the court he just collapsed. His heart stopped, and he passed away. So that next Sunday we went up to my grandmother's church, and a guy named Pastor Deets, he preached a message on he just basically said if you die today, do you know you will spend eternity? And it just really made me think, because we think we have so much time, and I know my friend thought he had so much time, and just to know that your life could be taken in a moment. So that's when that's kind of the first time that it really hit me. That I really made the decision for myself that I wanted to take this Christian walk more seriously. And then more recently, I just want to thank God for Michael Todd and down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's a pastor of Transformation Church. I've been tuning in to a lot of his sermons, and he's really been speaking to me lately, helping me grow in my faith. That's just kind of where I am right now. I'm just kind of staying in the Word and just trying to grow daily with it. So, that's my story.
Good. Keep it up. Madison Cohn, the sophomore defensive back for the Wisconsin Badgers, playing their season opener, their home opener, on Friday night at Camp Randall against Western Kentucky. Thanks for coming back today. I appreciate it. We'll be in touch. God bless you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me.